Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, August 17th. Happy Saturday! I am really excited about the next iteration of the Bible Reading Plan. If you want to print off your own copy of that plan, you can go to the Project 119 page on our website, mbbc.org/Project 119, or we'll have them in the worship guides on Sunday. Also want to remind you that tomorrow is our end of summer celebration from 4 to 6 p.m., so come on out and have some hot dogs and slide on the water slides. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll also have Doodles Sorbet, I think it's called. Who doesn't love doodles? So come on out for that. We're finishing up the book of Galatians today, Galatians chapter 6. I'm so grateful that we can say, yay, we did it. What is the takeaway that you have from Galatians? Well, Paul wants to remind us of the gospel message that Jesus Christ paid the price, the penalty for our sin. We are redeemed because of what he did. And because we are redeemed, we are propelled forward to live a life of joy and peace in the Spirit. And as the Spirit guides us, we bear fruit of love and joy and all those other things that we mentioned yesterday. Galatians chapter 6, the title in my Bible says, Doing Good to All. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens. And in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone, without comparing themselves with someone else. For each one should carry their own load. Nevertheless, the one who receives instruction in the word should share all good things with their instructor. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. The next section is not circumcision, but the new creation. See what large letters I use to write to you with my own hand? Those who want to impress people by means of the flesh are trying to compel you to be circumcised. The only reason they do this is to avoid being persecuted for the cross of Christ. Not even those who are circumcised keep the law, yet they want you to be circumcised that they may boast about your circumcision in the flesh. May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Neither circumcision or uncircumcision means anything. What counts is the new creation. Peace and mercy to all who follow this rule, to the Israel of God. From now on, let no one cause me trouble, for I bear on my body the marks of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers and sisters. Amen. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Paul ends this section and this book with amen. And I want to do that as well. Let it be, Lord. May we be the kind of people who find our hope and our help in Jesus Christ. And so as we end the podcast, I just want to pray through Galatians chapter 6 with you. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your Word. We thank you that in it we're reminded of who you are and who we are. We pray, Lord, for those around us who are caught in sin. And if you give us that high task, Lord, of helping them to see their sin and to be restored, Lord, help us to do so gently. Help us to be the kind of people who recognize that we too are sinners in need of a Savior. Lord, help us to carry one another's burdens. Thank you for those around us who pray for us, pray for our loved ones, support us in many ways. Help us to fulfill your law, your law, Christ Jesus, our Lord, as we commit ourselves to helping others flourish. Lord, help us not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought. Help us always to be testing our actions and to be careful not to be prideful. Please, Lord Jesus, give us fortitude in our spirits and help us, Lord, to know that doing good is what you call us to. Help us not to be weary in doing good. Help us, Lord, to reap harvest. We pray for our fellowship. We pray for the ministers. We pray for those who are on the teams that are helping with the renewal process. Lord, I pray that the harvest would be plentiful. Lord, help us to be able to do good, especially to the household of believers. Finally, Lord, we thank you that we don't have to be circumcised in the flesh, but through the cross of Jesus Christ, we have been called and welcomed into your family and the new creation. Give us your peace and your mercy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.